setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
Coming to you live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, I am Ken, and you are joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, and how you can get there. This is an important, important conversation because you were created to fill a unique role in your work, through your work. That means you are tremendously valuable. You are needed. But that means you really don't have the option to not do it. Because if you don't show up and do what you were created to do to the best of your ability, then you are disservicing our world. There's somebody out there who needs you to be you. And so let's figure out what that is. There are seven stages on this journey to meaningful work, working on purpose. Get clear, stage one. Get qualified, stage two. Get connected, stage three. Get started is stage four. Get promoted is stage five. Get your dream job is stage six. And give yourself away, working like no one else, is stage seven. What stage are you in? We'll help you identify that and then get to the next stage and get to where Paul is. We're going to start off today's program with a dream scream. We're going to go to San Francisco, California, where Paul is on the line. Paul, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Thanks, Ken. Thank you so much for your ministry. And so many people have been touched by your show. And I just wanted to say thank you on behalf of all of us that are looking for a job and found a dream job, as well as searching for a job right now during the difficult times.
Well, thank you. And I am so excited to talk to you. As you know, this is a relatively young program, 3 years, and it takes time to step into that dream job, but you have done it. And so we're so excited to hear your story. So let's start with, what were you doing previously to stepping into the dream job? What were you doing?
So for the past good 7 years, I was working for a local elected official. I was working in the constituent services, so the day-to-day phone calls of constituents needing assistance, as well as working in communications. It was a great job. It was an opportunity to grow. The elected official was someone that saw potential in me and saw that, of course, I made mistakes, but lifted me up during those times. But it was a lot. It was 12-hour days, as you probably know with your experience working in government and working weekends. I truly enjoyed the job, but once I got married and had kids, actually my second kid, I was feeling like I don't want to live at work.
Yeah.
Of course, this is my purpose, but I needed to find something else. And plus, the elected official, his term every 4 years would be up. So if he didn't get reelected, then I would need to find a new job anyway.
Yeah. So you enjoyed the work, you were doing the right thing, but it was in the wrong place, essentially, because of those factors.
I think I was in the right place at the right season, but I was seeing the writing on the wall.
Yeah.
And I did not want to negatively affect my marriage with the long hours. I mean, my wife would be at home at 7, 8 o'clock, where I would be in a council meeting until 9, 10 o'clock, and her having to deal with our first kid and then our second kid. So I truly enjoyed the job. There was so much opportunity and growth in it.
Yeah.
But it wasn't sustaining.
Yeah.
I want to stay married. I want to be married for 50 years plus.
Yeah, which is so great, because this is where I want people to see in Paul's story. And I said this at the top of the program when we started, that when you're in purpose and on purpose in your work, it also helps you get on purpose and be more purposeful in your personal life. And that's really what was driving this. So if a lot of these dream screens where somebody just didn't like the work at all, they hated it, that was not your situation. However, as you needed to make some changes and ultimately be able to have that true dream and live on purpose in your personal life, you had to make some professional changes. So that's exciting. So you decided to make the change. Was there a single moment, you know, where you just said, you know what, it's enough, or we pretty much got the gist of it where you go, I'm looking forward and I'm going to need to make a change at some point, so I might as well do it now?
That turning point probably occurred July of 2019. And the reason why that date is in my mind was our second kid, Jedediah. We call him Jeddy. He was born, and I actually appreciated the time off being with my wife as he was transitioning into our family. And I was taking an evaluation of what I was doing, though I enjoyed it. And like I said, I could do it as a single person. And that's why you have a lot of young people in government, and they can work the long hours and wake up at 3 a.m. when the boss is calling them because of some issue. I wanted to do that, but I didn't feel like I had enough energy to do that as well as be a father and a husband. And, I was praying. I was looking at other opportunities within the government, agency that I was working for. And one opportunity popped up, but they said that though I was kind of qualified, my bachelor's degree did not, was not focused on what they were looking for, the concentration. I was a little bummed out, but that was not where the Lord had me to go.
Which
and
is?
Close that door.
So now let's talk about where you are now.
So I actually am in the same county and working for a local city. So I'm the communications and community relations manager for the city in the city manager's office.
Awesome.
And it was so interesting, Ken, because I was thinking my boss is going to eventually retire in the next 5 years. I actually want to have a career in local government in the city manager's office, because that's where, yes, it is dynamic. You deal with many complicated issues, but you also have an opportunity to make good positive change.
Yeah,
that thought was kind of came and went, and then this opportunity where I'm in now came up, and I was like, I'm so into it. And here's the thing, we're all mainly, you know, millennials on social media, probably on LinkedIn looking for jobs. I found this position in the local newspaper.
Wow.
I was just scrolling through one day, and it was like basically in the center of the page.
All right, so we've only got about a minute and a half, and I want to give you time to count down. So real quick, give me 30 seconds on what you did that will encourage others to get this dream job, which, by the way, still has a ladder, folks, so he can keep growing in the dream. What'd you do?
So just do the basics. Eat well, sleep well, you know, do physical exercise, have faith that you're going to grow, and listen to Ken Coleman pretty much every day to give you that encouragement, and as well as look for other opportunities to grow yourself personally and professionally.
And I know for a fact that you use the proximity principle, because I got the backstory on this, and you really use those connections and relationships to get there. And what I'm so happy about is that you're in the dream job, but there's growth still for you, and you've matched up your personal values and your professional values. So this is great. So here he is, folks, Paul from San Francisco, California. Stepped into the dream job, and there's a whole lot more he can do there and grow. Paul, congratulations. I'm proud of you. Count it down. Let's hear your dream scream.
3, 2, 1. I'm living the dream.
There it is. Paul is actually excited to drive into work. And when he drives home, his heart is full. He gets to be with the babies and the wife. Folks, it is possible. Paul, yet another dream screamer who's proven it. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Ken Coleman here with my wife, Stacy. Studies show that smiling improves your physical and emotional health.
That's why we love the Bursonic toothbrush.
The unique soft charcoal bristles powerfully remove plaque-causing bacteria.
I really love the three modes, whitening, sensitive, and massage, and they look fantastic on our counter.
Burst Smart and Affordable Replacement Head Subscription is just $6 every 90 days. So visit burstoralcare.com and use the code KEN to grab a Burst brush for as low as $49.99. That's burstoralcare.com. This is the Ken Coleman Show, where men and women come to get clear so they can get qualified. They come here to get connected, learn the art of connection through the proximity principle so they can get started in that job that will lead them up the ladder to their dream job. We're here to help you get started so you can get promoted. to get that dream job, to give yourself away. Those are the seven stages to meaningful work. Thrilled to have you with us as we bring purpose to talk radio. 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. Let's go to Laguna Beach. Liz joins us there. Liz, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hello, sir.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, thanks. I already know that you're living your dream, so I want to tell you what's going on in my life.
Yay!
I'm actually in my dream job. I started a business at 22. I'm 30 now, and it's been pretty successful. We survived COVID. All that's great. I do have a three-year-old and a three-month-old. So my husband and I are moving out of state, and I have a successful business that's running. So my question is, do I keep it and run it from afar, which I'm mostly doing anyway, or do I sell it? How feasible is it to keep a business from another state?
Yeah. Wow. That's on one hand, it's kind of an easy question. On the other hand, it is complex enough to go, huh, I'm not sure. I've got to ask you a few questions.
Yeah.
Because you started, here's where I'm at. You started off the call by saying you're in your dream job.
Yeah.
And you're already running the company, you know, essentially remote anyway with the two little ones at home. So whether you're 20 minutes from the office or 20 hours from the office, from a leadership standpoint and some of the big decisions that you make, that doesn't make a difference. Mm-hmm. Other than if there were to be some crisis and some personnel things that would happen that would require your presence, it would be easier, obviously, if you were 20 minutes away versus 20 hours or 2 hours.
Right.
But that's going to be so limited, don't you think, where you're actually needed in there?
Well,
or does that happen a lot?
I've been in this building for 4 years, so I do have staff that covers and I trust and I'm continuing to train. But it took me 4 years to be able to step back and be mom first instead of business owner first.
Sure.
And so if I leave, I don't know.
Now hold on a second. This is good. I'm glad you started to wrestle with this, because what you're experiencing and what I'm hearing and our listeners are hearing is your emotion about this. This isn't anything to do with practicality. So you answered my question. Just because it took you 4 years has nothing to do with can this be done. It took you 4 years because it was hard for you. It's your baby. You got two babies at home and you got a baby in the office. It's not a function of can you do it. So the answer is unequivocally, can you run this business from another state? Absolutely. Without question. In fact, it might make you a better leader. If you do it right, it'll actually make you a better leader. Doesn't mean that you're not going to go back. But what makes my answer hard to answer so simplistically, which would be just keep it. Yeah, keep it. Is that just because it's your dream job doesn't mean that you can't sell it. And with your life moving somewhere else, recreate the dream at a new season when you're not a mommy. Of course, you're always going to be a mommy, but you understand what I'm saying? Like when the season presents itself to where you feel like you could give more, you can recreate the dream. Do you see why it's kind of like, I'm not going to give you the answer because I think it's 50-50, which means it's always going to go to you. You're the one that has to answer it. But do I believe you can run it successfully? Yeah. Is it ideal to do that? No. Not. It's not ideal. And I don't want to say that it is. Mm-hmm. If you sell it, could you make a good chunk of change or would you break even? I mean, what's that look like?
Yeah, I could have a good chunk of change. I'm debt-free other than the house we just bought and a small car payment. I'm confident with that. I actually have enough cash saved in the current business to where I could potentially fund a second business when I'm ready, just from that.
That's the key phrase. Let's just, you and me, it's just you and me. Let's forget that we're live on the radio right now. Okay? Just you and me.
Yeah.
What's your heart really want you to do? Just say it.
Yeah.
Give me the hard answer. What's your heart want to do?
It's my baby.
So you don't want to sell it?
I want to keep my baby, and it's difficult because financially, I'm trying to be like, I'm trying to be practical.
Yeah.
Do like, if I'm not paying, do I have to pay someone full time, like a salary and benefits and retirement and offer all the bells and whistles?
Well, if you don't have somebody to replace you, the question is, if you move to another state, will you need a person to step into that role and do that? Or is there somebody there right now? Okay, so you would need somebody.
Well, people are running it right now under my watch, of course. But I do have a manager, but the staff is, it's a very young staff. It's a very young industry. I own a dance studio for kids. And it has a very special niche. And so, of course, I've been the face of the company for so long, hands-on, hands-in, every part of the business.
Yeah.
I've been slowly transitioning out, knowing that what our future holds is to move.
Yeah. Well,
and so
the problem is,
you know,
is if you have to replace yourself that intensely, and that is going to cost you, I'm pausing, Liz, because I attempt to, on this show, every call, get completely ensconced in you and what you're feeling and thinking. So I want to be very sensitive to this, because the emotion that people heard, which, by the way, I know people tuned in and you were like, I want to keep my baby, and they thought it was a different type of show. She's talking about her company that she founded that's successful.
Tell me what to do. I don't know.
I'm thinking through it. Here's what I think. I think you try. I think you have a option A and option B. All right? You ready?
Yeah.
Option A is you attempt to keep it, but you have a very clear timeline by which we decide whether or not this thing is going to work. And because you've got money in it and you stand to make a good chunk of change if you sell it, and that would set you and your husband up. You have a little bit of debt, which I want you to get rid of, and selling this thing does all of that. Plus, you got the cash in the company, and it sets you up. And I know you love it, but you could eventually open up another dance school and probably even be better this next time around. Would you agree with that?
For sure.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, yeah.
All right. So I say try to keep it going, but very clear timeline on, I'm going to look at it, and if it needs to stay where it is. It can't dip much. If it dips at all, it's simply in the new expense I've got to take on. So I would tell you, here's the qualifications for me, for you to keep it. Number one, you've got to still be profitable even after hiring this new person that's going to run it. It's got to be profitable. It can't be break even, or else it doesn't make any sense.
Right.
There's
and right
no,
now it is.
Okay. But would it still be profitable if you hire that person that you know you need?
They're currently working as a manager in the position, but I don't pay like a full-time salary. She's part-time.
So you could bump her and it'd still be profitable?
Yes, sir.
All right. With good margin?
Considering COVID, yes.
Okay, great. So that's qualification number one. So great. Okay. So promote her, pour into her, and trust her. But put some things in place. What needs to be in place now so that you feel confident, and then what does she need to accomplish that builds trust to where you go, this is really working, we're working well. And so if it doesn't work, you communicate on the head, we're going to keep this thing going, keep your jobs going, keep serving these families. But if we feel like it doesn't start to work, you're not going to worry about it, and you're going to shut it down, and you're going to sell it, and you'll grieve it. I understand your emotion.
Yeah.
However, you put all your joy into that. You built something that you're able to sell and make a nice chunk of change. Way to go, Liz. You're a rock star, and you're in a new season of life. You got a lot of money in the bank. You got a lot of experience. And then eventually you start something else, or you do the same thing in a new location. So I think that's what you do. I like that. A first, and we got a good plan B. Awesome. Love your emotion, Liz. That's what it's all about, folks. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Folks, the unemployment rate has skyrocketed, and because of that, the job market is more competitive now than ever before. If you've been laid off or you're just looking for a change, it's important that you're taking advantage of every tool out there to help you stand out in the hiring process. That's why I'm so excited to announce that my Get Hired digital course is on sale now. This is an online course with over an hour worth of video lessons that will walk you through how to stand out from the competition in your job search. We'll talk resumes, cover letters, preparing for interviews, and so much more. Plus, you'll get immediate access to my resume, how to win the interview, and how to follow up after the interview, plus career clarity. All of these are our Get Hired guides. All you need is a computer, tablet, or phone to watch, and you'll have access to unlimited replays of each lesson. If you're going to be looking for a job, you must do everything in your power to prepare, and this course will help you do just that. Go to kencoleman.com to buy the Get Hired digital course today. That's kencoleman.com. Helping you figure out who you really are and then coming up with what it is that you really want to do with your life. Nobody just wants to walk through Monday through Friday aimlessly. That's not something anybody wants. So let's help you get clear so you can get qualified, help you get connected so you can get started, help you get promoted so you can get your dream job, to be able to give yourself away and work like no one else. This is the Ken Coleman Show. So excited to have you with us, bringing some purpose to talk radio. Let's go to Canton, Ohio, the site of the NFL Hall of Fame. Great experience for me, Joe, when I was about 11 years old, went to Canton, Ohio, and did the Hall of Fame and the Hall of Fame game later. And had one of those old school A&W root beer frozen mugs with ice cream in it.
You know, yeah. I hadn't had one of those in years.
Yeah, all of that right there just came back to me when I saw Canton, Ohio on the screen. Yeah. Amazing. Amazing stuff. Jennifer is there waiting on us. Jennifer, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you today?
Jennifer, I'm living the dream. What's going on?
Well, I'm in that odd position. My company runs a lot of nursing homes, like overall. Almost 30, a little bit less than 30. And we are looking at restructuring because of the fact of the virus. Overall census is low because not anybody having surgery and no one's allowed to visit inside nursing homes. So families are all trying to keep their family at home.
Right.
And so basically, at the end of September, there's a Zoom meeting stating we are looking for people who are volunteering to either early retirement, reduction in hours of voluntary leave. Uh-huh. And based on that, that will be the next step whether or not they're letting go of people.
Yeah.
I work in the account receivable department, and my boss actually just had a meeting the other day saying, you know, I'm not looking to cut people hours. I'm not looking to cut people. We might just have to adapt to, like, the reduced buildings and, you know, basically take on more responsibilities. So, I love my job. I love the company I work for, but I don't see anywhere I can really move or grow anymore. The position I'm in is like,
yeah. What would you like to?
No,
it's great. It's great. Great feedback. What would you like to grow into? Take me 5-10 years down the line. Where would you like to be professionally?
I no idea. That's the sad part. I basically been going through life not knowing what I wanted to do. Like, I graduated from Walsh through the accelerator program back in 2007 with a marketing degree. Never found a job in marketing. I was working as a nurse aide, and this company does, like, posted the positions throughout the whole company.
Yeah.
So I started applying for positions, and apparently my resume started being passed around the home office.
Right.
And I was originally called for a position in collection. Well, when I met my boss, she's like, I don't think collection is for you, but I do have another position that's opening up soon. Mm-hmm. So after like two interviews, a phone interview, I was offered the position. So I've been with this company for 8 years.
So you said you have no idea what you want to do, and I'm not sure that's true. I just think you're having a hard time telling me, and that's okay. So let me ask you this. What do you love? You told us just a minute ago that you love your job.
Mm-hmm.
But you're capped. You can't grow. And then when I asked you, well, what would you want to grow into? You went, well, that's the problem. I don't know. And I think what happened in that moment is you're not sure how to say it clearly, or you're not sure how to get there. So you don't have a lot of confidence. And that lack of confidence is what's keeping you from just blurting out what you actually might love to do. Am I about right or am I wrong?
When I say I really don't know what I want to do, I really don't. Like, I did marketing. I fell in love with marketing because...
All right. So hold on. So what do you love about the job right now? You said you love it. What do you love?
Well, I do billing. Like, I bill out claims for our residents,
right.
Whether it's therapy claims, skills days.
Right.
I don't know.
What do you love? What do you love about this job? Is it the work or is it the environment, the people? I want you to be super specific.
I love the environment. My boss is very family oriented. You know, I've been able to take off for family reasons.
Okay.
They are very family oriented.
Do you love the work? Do you love the actual tasks that you do? Does it give you juice?
I do.
So what do you, Jennifer, listen to me. You got to answer my question. I'm not trying to pressure you or push you, but if for somebody who's unsure, we got to dig. And so I need you to answer the question super specifically. What tasks give you the juice and why does it give you the juice?
Well, I like the billing because it's busy. We are inputting stuff. We are creating claims. We're sending out the claims. The part of my job I don't like is the last part of the month when we are doing all aging, basically following up on why claims didn't pay correctly.
Right. Because you know why? That's a confrontational part of the job, which you don't like. You like the detail. You like checking off a list, yes or no?
Yeah, I do.
All right. So are you good at that detailed type work? Are you good at execution, finishing type work?
I think I am.
Guess what? You're good at it and you enjoy it. So that's three. That's two of the three parts of a person's sweet spot. You have to use, Jennifer, what you do best. That's the detail orientation. You're great at execution. You're organized. You're just very, very good at getting stuff done. You're disciplined. You're diligent. All that's true, correct?
Mostly, yeah. Some days I'm not in the mood, but most days, yes.
Okay. All right. All right. So then the work that you love to do is very similar to what we just described. You like detail work. You like organization. You like completion, finishing work. You like being a part of a machine that's getting something done. Efficiency and order is something that you enjoy producing. Is that true?
Yes.
All right. So that's the mission part. What are the results that matter to you? Well, you want efficiency. You like order. You want things to work the way they're supposed to work. So the reality is that is your sweet spot. So the question is, where would you want to do that work? That gets down to the type of company, maybe the industry. Instead of doing it in one field, maybe you do it for a technology company, maybe you do it for a healthcare company, whatever it is. But I think that's what you have to figure out, is where do I want to do this type of work?
I love this company. It's just I don't know how the company is going to survive.
I understand. So we've got to look for other options. All right. So my point is, I don't think that you don't know what you want to do. I just think you're having a hard time with a job title. But I think if you look at what I just went through with you, your sweet spot, and you go, how do I climb that ladder? Where does that person end up? Is that person eventually a controller? Is that person eventually a certified public accountant? I don't know. You've got to answer that. But you've got to do
that. I don't want to be an accountant. No,
what's
accounting
that?
For me. I took accounting. I do not like accounting at all.
All right.
That's definitely not my sweet spot.
Right. So are you an administrative assistant or an executive assistant for a high-powered executive? You've got to research all the different type of work that fits in what we just went through, because you're super clear on that. And so, again, the only thing you're missing is the specific type of work or a specific title or a specific function. That's all you're missing to truly get clear. And that means you've got to start looking out there and seeing all the different ways that you can use those talents that we detailed clearly, and the work you love to do, which we detailed clearly, and the results of your work that matter to you, which we detailed clearly. So you don't know because you're not looking. It's like somebody going, hey, did you see the new catalog? You go, no. You go, oh, so you don't even know about all the new items in it. No, get the catalog out. Look through the catalog. You got to see what's available. What could I purchase? We don't know because we don't look. And it's scary when we don't have answers. Well, the reason we don't have answers is because we're not looking. So the theme here for you, Jennifer, is to look. And the last piece of advice is, yes, you need to be looking, because this company may or may not make it. And you're concerned enough, so you need a backup option. And you might find in looking for a backup option that it's a much better option than what you have now. So the culture, the people, all the things you love about the work, that's what you're looking for in other places. Essentially, where can I replicate the work, the results, and the culture. And that's your assignment. Go find it. It's out there. All right, folks, coming up, Washington quarterback Alex Smith, an unbelievable injury. His leg shattered. What can we learn from that about our shattered dreams? I'm going to teach you and encourage you on that coming up. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. We'll head out to Chicago, Illinois, where the Ken Coleman Show is heard on WCGO. Andrew is on the line. Andrew, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thanks so much for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
You bet, man. How can I help today?
So I've been listening to your podcast for a while, and I recently started diving into the proximity principle and the career clarity guide. Uh-huh. I've been kind of struggling to find motivation and connection to my work, and I'm trying to figure out if these thoughts and feelings are one, valid, and two, also possibly switching to a different job or field that I might, you know, find the actual subject matter a little more interesting. I just don't really have a concrete plan around it yet, so I'm looking for some guidance.
Well, do you have an idea or two of where you might want to go? Let's start with that. Sounded like you did.
Just some things that are hobbies right now, and see if those are things that I could potentially turn into, you know, a full-time career.
Okay, so is there one that you're more fired up about than the other?
I've been trying my hand at home brewing, possibly looking into getting involved in beer, the beer industry, or brewing itself.
Interesting. And all right, now I'm going to switch gears on you real quick. You started the call when you set it up. You said, okay, you know, I'm in one position here, and I'm thinking I want to move on, but is that valid? What do you think is not valid about what you're wondering as to why you want to leave? So tell me why you think you should leave, why you're even kicking it around, and then what makes you doubt if that's a good decision?
Yeah, kind of the inevitable pull between head and heart. My current job, I'm a sales executive for a software company.
Ah, so you do very well.
Yes, it's a good job, good company, good people.
How much do you make?
Over six figures.
Attaboy. And your heart's telling you to do what?
My heart's telling me there might be something out there that I could wake up every day and say, yes, this is where
I know this is
what I'm supposed to do.
I know that's what it is, but I got some good news. We're going to do both. What if I told you that I think that the plan going forward is you staying in the job you're in now that you enjoy and that you're good at and you make really good money, but it allows you to make the steps towards doing what it is you really want to do. Now, for the last time, I want you to say what you really want to do, and I don't want you to feel guilty about it. I think you've already said it, but let's just see. Giving you a second chance. What would you do tomorrow, Andrew, if you knew you could not fail? What business would you start, or what world would you be in? And if you knew you could not fail?
I think I'd open a brewery.
I think so, too. When you started talking about beer, man, I could hear it.
Yeah.
So what happens if you just start messing around on the side? You're a successful executive. So I'm guessing you got your financial house in order, or you could start saving some real money if you got super intentional over the next 3 to 5 years. Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, what if you started hanging out? What if you maybe invested in a small brewery locally? Maybe you just said, hey, I want 5%. And so you get a little skin in the game, but it's not your day job. It's not even day-to-day as much as you're an investor, but you're spending a lot of your free time learning the actual business because you actually got skin in the game, and maybe it's so that you eventually can open up your own brewery.
Yeah, absolutely.
See, you don't have to walk away from that money or stability for you to actually pursue the brewery. In fact, I got a good friend who's been very successful as an entrepreneur. And he started his own brewery because that thing's been killing it, but he's been in it 10 years and his business is doing so well. And he started his own brewery. I think you could do that down the road if you're patient and you don't get in a hurry, but you also can feed that passion. So I think you stay where you are and you begin to get involved somehow, some way in the beer business so that you scratch that itch and you really begin to see, oh, there is a path. Might take me 5 years, might take me seven, but there's a path. How's that make you feel?
Yeah, I like that. I think it touches on both the logical side and the passion side.
Yeah, see, you don't have to trade one for the other. In fact, it is your day job that pays you well, that you enjoy, that's actually going to set you up to be able to do the dream job. I'd sell some more. I'd get your sales team killing it, because the more they make, the more you make, and the faster you get to opening that brewery. You feel me?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Andrew. I want you to find a small brewery somewhere and find out what it would take to become an investor and go raise that money by kick and tail and invest and get your skin in the game. This is the Ken Coleman Show. What do you do when your dreams or your dream is shattered? Something happens, either in your control or outside of your control, by your own doing or someone else's doing, or as we've seen with coronavirus, it's shattered a lot of dreams. Specifically, we're talking about career dreams, professional dreams, entrepreneurial dreams. This is the Ken Coleman Show. We're going to walk through that because I think there's something to learn from what I believe is one of the most inspiring sports stories, not of just 2020, but in a long, long time. Alex Smith is the former number one NFL draft pick who is now a quarterback for the Washington football team. And the story, if you aren't aware of it, has tremendous crossover to those of you who heard me open up that segment with shattered dreams. You're going, that's me right now. My dream's gone, Ken. No, it isn't. And I think the story of Alex Smith can encourage you. And I want to give you three things that I think we all should learn and then actually do when our dreams are shattered, as what we've learned from Alex Smith. So as the story goes, 3 years ago, he's the starting quarterback for Washington, has a gruesome injury, devastating break of his leg. And it was so gruesome. I mean, it's the kind of thing you watch it and you're almost sick to your stomach, if not sick to your stomach. And he's laying on the field, obviously, and in that time that he's laying on the field as they're trying to stabilize his leg and get him out of there, cart him off, and then go to the hospital. He needed to have surgery pretty quickly. Bacteria, staph, skin-eating, muscle-eating, tissue-eating infection takes place. They don't discover it until maybe a day or two after the surgery. Now, all of a sudden, what was a gruesome injury that, you know, was a broken leg and surgery could come back from that, all of a sudden is a fight for his life. They were within hours of taking his leg in order to save his life. Now we're talking about a professional athlete, a young man that's worked his entire life to try to make it to the NFL and makes it, loves playing the game, incredibly healthy, great athlete, fighting for his life, might take his leg. Well, they didn't have to amputate the leg, but it was an unbelievably gruesome journey, including 17 surgeries to reconstruct as much of the leg as they could because they had to take out so much to fight the infection. It was literally like he stepped on a bomb. And in that process, we learn from Alex Smith what we need to do when our dreams are seemingly shattered. All right, let's start with when he initially had the injury and when your dream seems to get just completely pulled out from underneath of you or destroyed or taken away. You have the same thing going on that Alex had, and that is the shock and pain. Now, his was a physical pain to go along with the shock and the emotional pain, and your shock, and your shock wears off after this unbelievably jarring situation. After the shock wears off, the pain sets in. And that leads to the first thing that Alex, his wife, the doctors, family, friends, coaches, they all had to focus on getting Alex healthy. And that's what you need to do. Number one, if you feel like your dream has been shattered, you have got to get healthy. Got to get healthy. That is priority number one. Maybe that means getting healthy financially, because the dream seemingly being shattered is a massive financial loss as well. So you got to get healthy financially. You got to get healthy emotionally. Even if the dream was a relationship shattered. Whatever it is, you've got to get healthy. Physical health, emotional health, mental health. You must get healthy. And on this note, I just want to say that for those of you who are reluctant to truly go get healthy in the forms of counseling, mental health professional or emotional health professional, please don't be scared of counseling. Please don't look at it as something to be ashamed of, that when you walk in the door that you are a damaged person and that everybody judges you, because anybody who has ever gotten counseling, and I have, they will tell you that yes, that feeling is real, because you're also feeling very vulnerable and very weak, very ashamed, whatever your situation is. But these professionals can help you and give you the tools to get healthy. So whether it be, again, mental, emotional, or physical health, you must get healthy. And when we get healthy, we get the strength we need. That's why getting healthy is the first step. Alex Smith had to get healthy, 17 surgeries. And at some point, he begins the therapy side of getting healthy, the physical therapy. When we get healthy, we get the strength we need for the journey. That leads to the second thing you need to do, which is get refocused. At some point in Alex Smith's journey back, which, by the way, he played on Sunday, comes out, backup quarterback, unbelievable story, got cleared to play in the preseason, and he was the third-string quarterback. Injuries, sicknesses lead to him being the backup, gets in Sunday, unbelievable. Everybody's going crazy. Can't believe he came all the way back. But as he was getting healthy to where he can now do physical therapy, he can get that emotional strength back as he goes, hey, I'm healthy. I'm not going to lose my leg. I'm not going to die. I'm going to be able to walk. I'm going to be able to run again. Don't know if I can play football, but I know I can do those things. Now he gets refocused on the dream again. I want to get back to the NFL. I know the mountain that I want to climb. I know why I want to climb it. And so he's now getting refocused. And when he's getting refocused, guess what happens? That refocusing back on the dream gives us hope. And hope is the fuel, folks. Hope is the fuel needed for the journey. That leads to the third action. And that's truly stepping back into the dream, or as in Alex Smith's case in the NFL, or for you to just get back on board, get back on the climb, get back into it, recreate the dream. You are now restored. So when you get back, you get the dream back, or you get back on the path towards the dream, you are restored either back to the dream or in the position to reach it. And I love the word restore, and I chose it on purpose because I've always loved these shows where they restore homes or restore cars. And there's something about all of us. We love seeing something go from disuse, abandonment, destruction, whatever it is, and then through a lot of hard work and effort and time, it gets restored. The house or the car. Relationships restored. Careers restored. Whatever it is. And so when you get restored, guess what? You've got a story now. See, Alex Smith's story I'm talking about on today's program. People are talking about it all over social media. It's going to continue to be, it's going to get more and more press this week. You'll see more and more features this weekend on all of the pregame shows as a result of him stepping back into his dream. He's got a story, and that is what makes it all worth it. Seemingly shattered dream can be restored. So those are the three actions. Get healthy, that's going to give you strength. Get refocused, that's going to give you hope. And get restored, it's going to give you a story. And that's what moves people. That's what moves the hearts and minds of men and women, is stories. That's what we all respond to. And you've got a story to share. You've got a story to give. Do not quit. Well, my time is almost up, but before I let you go, I want you to know that you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you so much for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like the Dr. John Deloney Show.
Hey good folks, this is John, host of the Dr. John Deloney Show. On this show, I talk to real people just like you who are wrestling through relationship issues, mental health challenges, annoying people. We're talking about anything and everything. I am here to walk with you, and it starts now.
Subscribe to the Dr. John Deloney Show wherever you listen to podcasts.